Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it's a great day if you have some investments out there. 401k, any kind of retirement account that has partially invested in the stock market. The Dow surged 450 points in its best day since mid-July. The S&P 500 closed at another record. Stocks rose on Wednesday, says CNBC, continuing a strong start to September. Boy, I'll say, for the market, as traders took profits out of high-flying names like Apple and Tesla and snapped up shares in more beaten-down parts of the market. In other words, they're betting that the whole broad market now, not just Apple and Tesla, is going to be doing better. This could be that sharp V-shaped recovery ahead that the president has been talking about. I mean, this is just, look, it's phenomenal. I look at these numbers. There was a book years ago, and I've known Larry Kudlow for years. I mean, we literally have known each other since the year after college. That's a while ago. And Larry wrote a book some time ago. And it was called Dow 30,000. And that was at a time when the Dow was, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000. It seemed like science fiction. Dow's now at 29,100. I mean, I don't want to jinx it. But look, it is very, very good news. And partially, yes, this does spill over, help bring down the unemployment rate, one hopes. And then that, if the unemployment rate comes down, then that's more good news for the Dow. And, I mean, this has to be remarkably encouraging. Is it possible that part of the reason the markets are doing so well is because the presidential race is now tighter? Actually, I think it's unlikely because generally what the markets don't like is they don't like uncertainty. And right now there's tremendous uncertainty about who's going to win this thing. Though if we have a couple of more days like yesterday, I think it's very possible that Trump could move into a commanding lead, which when you're an incumbent, if you're in that situation, it's very, very tough to catch incumbents who are in a clear lead. He helped himself yesterday when he went to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a swing state. He won it just barely. And basically, the polling had been showing Biden 10 points ahead in Wisconsin, 8 points ahead in Wisconsin. Not anymore. And part of the reason, because when President Trump came to Kenosha, he didn't do a rally there. He talked to residents. He walked through these destroyed stores. The president was particularly moved and eloquent about some business that had been burned down by arsonists that had been there for over 100 years. And the sheriff of Kenosha County, this is clip 1B, Jeremy, whose name is David Beth, spoke about the difference between what's happened in Kenosha and what went on in Portland. Listen.
And I heard stories, and I probably shouldn't share this, but some people that were in Portland that weren't treated as good as they were treated here, and they said, we can't believe what a different place this is because of how we all worked together rather than not wanting to work together at all. So thank you for being the president that likes law enforcement on behalf of law enforcement. I'm telling you, the group that's here. I hope you could feel the love that they have for you and everybody who came. And it's quite an operation to watch, to be part of. And truth to me, my life, I never thought I would see anything like this. And hopefully I never have to see this again. But the resources that in this case the federal government and you provided, and Mr. Barr and Mr. Johnson and the people here, it's unbelievable what we have here right now. And it's all to protect the people of Kenosha. And I'll take any help I can get, and I thank you for it.
That's Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth thanking the President of the United States. There's also a business owner, and this is a little bit separate, but it's also from Kenosha. Her name is Linda Tolliver. Her business was attacked. She was on with Neil Cavuto on Fox, and she described what happened with her shop.
Well, I was watching a live feed on a social network, and I saw that they were coming towards my shop, and I literally live a few minutes away, so I quickly came, and by the time I got here, they busted out windows, they stole a safe, they stole the register, they stole an ATM that wasn't even mine. They terrorized my animals. They have birds here. They tried to light the place on fire, but I got here before that happened. And then I spent the night here with broken windows and no power. All the power was shut off. It was horrible.
Had things calmed down once more National Guardsmen came in, Linda? How did that all go down?
That was a godsend. I mean, it was a combination of things. A lot of these people that were protesting were not our people. They were from out of town. And when they left to go to a march in Washington, D.C., and the National Guard came in, by the time they got back from doing their march and whatnot, we were all settled in. We got the National Guard here. I'm very confident that things will go a lot more smoother now, and I'm very grateful for the National Guard.
Could somebody send a tape of Linda Tolliver, please, to Mayor Wheeler in Portland? I mean, it's such a contrast in terms of actually seeing people in various positions who are working together, yes, including the Democratic governor of Wisconsin, who's cooperated, sent his own National Guard. He actually appealed. He got National Guard reinforcements from Arizona and elsewhere that the governor, Democrat, got, and they all went to Kenosha. And the situation got healed. It ought to be able to be healed everywhere. And if Joe Biden can't do something to make that happen, to work with the president to discourage more of this completely wanton, insane destruction, it's going to be very tough for him to win election as president of the United States. There's a piece by Brett Stevens, who's a supporter of Biden. I mean, he calls himself a Biden conservative. And he says this in his most recent piece in the New York Times. And this in the New York Times is Brett Stevens. This is not any kind of Trump supporter or secret Trumper. But Brett Stevens says, can the left be honest that the tragedies unfolding today in American cities are as much the story of insufficient policing as they are of abusive policing? Does it get that law and order is a precondition to civil liberty, not an impediment to it? Is the left willing to say that the American founders who bequeathed us the institutions of liberal democracy should be honored, not despised? And does Joe Biden have the nerve to stand up to the extremes in his own party? Or does he just mean to appease them? Is he Bill Clinton, who won election twice, or George McGovern, who lost 49 states? Brett Stevens says, I've been fairly enthusiastic about Biden's candidacy, largely because I think he represents the best chance for the moderate Democratic wing to prevail over its left one. But his wan and sometimes unsteady speech in Pittsburgh with its brief defense of the police and its anodyne calls for healing, isn't going to assuage the voters he needs in swing states. Boy, is that true. What challenge could he overcome to do that? We'll get to it. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Great day on the market. The Dow up over 450 points. It's now over 29,000. My talking about it may not have spooked the markets, but it spooked me. Just a correction. I mentioned Larry Kudlow had written a book about a soaring Dow. That book, Dow 36,000, was actually written by somebody else that I have known since my senior year in college, Jim Glassman. James Glassman, who is with the Bush Center, the George W. Bush Presidential Library. But he wrote that book back in 1999 when the Dow was barely 10,000. And again, people said, science fiction, can't happen, won't happen. Okay, here we are. We're 21 years later. And with the Dow now approaching 30,000, it's a suggestion that people, if they bet against America, and they bet against our resilience, and they bet against our prosperity, I think it's Warren Buffett who said, betting against America is a sucker bet. That don't do it. And that, it seems to me, is another one of those winning issues for the president. I mean, right now, with the city of Washington, D.C., expending time and energy wanting to explore which statues to take down next, this is amazing. A District of Columbia panel has identified Benjamin Franklin. I spoke about this yesterday because they took Benjamin Franklin's statue down at Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas. But, okay, Washburn University, Topeka, Kansas, and they gave the statue back to the person who had donated it. They didn't give him a refund. But in any event, they just gave him the statue. I don't know if he's going to put it at his home or give it to a library. But the astonishing proposal comes from a Washington, D.C. government committee formed by Mayor Muriel Bowser to reexamine the names of schools, statues, and parks in the wake of protests. The committee, this is in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, submitted its report on Monday of this week, and Ms. Bowser tweeted, "I look forward to reviewing and advancing their recommendations." The committee doesn't explain its case against Franklin, but we can assume he was judged for having once owned slaves. He was later president of the Pennsylvania Society for Promoting the Abolition of Slavery. And yes, he was. He was very outspoken about it. He is known to be one of the founders who deeply opposed slavery and devoted himself to that and talked about it and worked on it. And the idea of trying to remove Benjamin Franklin's name from various places, this is, says, but anyone who believes the report is a considered historical exercise and not an Orwellian effort in ideological reprogramming has been taken in. The committee wants the Franklin School historic landmark renamed and recommends that D.C. petition the federal government to remove, relocate, or contextualize a federally owned Franklin statue. It offers the same recommendation for the federal Washington Monument. Yeah, the monument to the man who won America's independence. Okay, you've seen the Washington Monument. You've at least seen pictures of it. It's huge. And the idea that we're going to have to rename the Washington Monument, what would we call it? Is it better if we just say the W Monument? I mean, the BLM Monument? I mean, how utterly, utterly sickening and absurd. And this is one where back in Charlottesville, when President Trump was defending the Robert E. Lee statue, and no, I don't think statues of Confederate generals or the names of Confederate generals on military bases, I don't think any of that is a good idea. It's not appropriate. They didn't work to build our country. They worked to destroy our country. That's what we remember them for. Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson or Jefferson Davis, all of them. But we're talking now about George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was one of the three people who primarily wrote the Declaration of Independence. They want to get rid of Thomas Jefferson, too, who was a primary author. I guess John Adams is okay because he never owned slaves. But one of the things that's fascinating about Benjamin Franklin is he was very opposed to slavery in the latter half of his life, and he had a long life. And so people ask, there are people who described him coming to the Constitutional Convention, he was 81 years old, he could not really walk. So he was carried in a sedan chair. And was he carried by four slaves? No, he was carried by four prisoners because he was involved in prison reform. He thought it was very important to give prisoners something to do, to give them a job, to rehabilitate themselves. So he had prisoners helping him, which, of course, they were very eager to do to get out of prison conditions in Philadelphia in 1787 weren't great. The stupidity of the political correctness of treating violent demonstrators with profound respect and attacking Benjamin Franklin. This is about as nutty as it could possibly be. And because why? Well, listen to the BLM protesters in Oakland, California. This is from last week. But the audio has emerged. Here is the BLM protesters in Oakland last Wednesday. Listen. Somebody ought to play it for Joe Biden. See what he thinks about it. The Wall Street Journal writes, many backers of this summer's protest movement say they want to perfect the founding principles, not demolish them, and that they support the removal of Confederate statues for that reason. That's the image Democrats presented at their national convention. If it's true, then Biden Democrats should be the first to blast the District of Columbia and its efforts to dishonor the people who created the Constitution they are sworn to protect. And yes, that includes Benjamin Franklin, who was a big part of that convention. Remember, during the Charlottesville debate, Trump said, oh, they're going to start with Robert E. Lee, but then they're going to tear down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And there were people who said, no, they can't be that stupid. I said that. I cannot believe it. Democratic Party at the moment, it's behaving a little bit like Suicide Squad. Not good. We'll talk to Charles Lipson about a better direction. Coming up on the Medved Show.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. And we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Charles Lipson is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago, and he is a regular commentator at Real Clear Politics, The Spectator, USA, and other sites. Professor Lipson, thank you. A pleasure for you to join us. I spoke a little bit yesterday on the air about your piece in Real Clear Politics on Joe Biden's three risky choices. I think one of the questions that people are asking now, including top liberals who support Joe Biden, is right now attempting, for instance, to clearly condemn some of this nightly violence in Portland and elsewhere. It could be too little, too late. Why do you think they didn't do anything pro-police at the convention?
I think that they made two decisions, and I think that they were one made sense and one didn't. They made a decision that the public didn't care that much about it. That was wrong. The public does care about it. They made another decision that I can understand and that I think will come back to haunt them on a whole series of issues, which is the more Joe Biden says to appeal to centrist, middle-of-the-road, center-left voters, the more he alienates the people who supported Bernie, AOC, Elizabeth Warren, and the like. If he had said at the convention more than the anodyne kind of statement, we don't like rioting, if he had gone into any detail at all about police enforcement and the like, he would have alienated the people who think that structural racism, police brutality, and all the rest are far greater problems than the lack of order in the streets.
What about, I mean, it's one of those questions that I cannot even think of a vaguely reasonable answer. Val Demings, the congressman from Florida, congresswoman from Florida, was a cop for 27 years. She's black. She grew up in very impoverished circumstances, worked her way through college, got a master's degree. She became police chief in Orlando. She lowered the crime rate by 41%. And she is black, as I mentioned before. Why not have Val Demings address the convention? She was supposedly on Biden's short list for vice president. She wasn't given even a moment, not even a film clip at that convention. Why not?
I think it's the same problem. I think that the real problem is that they can't address the kinds of people who think Val Demings is exactly the right spokesman for the Democratic Party without alienating people who think that she is exactly the wrong spokesman for the party. Biden showed that in another quite different context yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess, when he spoke about fracking in Pennsylvania. And he said, absolutely, you guys can frack. Well, he has said exactly the opposite before. Which is it? So he's going to have a problem as he tries. So it's both. Before, he had been trying to appeal to the activist base of the Democratic Party. Now he's trying to appeal to more centrist voters, but he's still got to keep the activists ready to go out and vote for him. And he's got another problem that no politician had 30, 40 years ago, which is everything has now been recorded, not just by the TV networks, but people have recorded it on their cell phones. So you can't say one thing behind closed doors and then another thing out in public. That's what got Mitt Romney with his awful 47% of the country are kind of grifters and they want to live off the public dole. Well, the only way to get 47% is to include military veterans and all the rest. Who recorded that? A waiter.
Wasn't that Jimmy Carter's grandson who got
it was,
that?
Yeah, it was somebody who had a political connection. But the point
right,
is...
Right, I think it was Jimmy Carter's grandson, actually. But
well, Hillary Clinton does a better job of screening the people who are her food tasters, right? I mean, all of her speeches...
Right, except she's got that deplorables. That was somebody recording it on a cell phone, too. That was
point.
To a fundraising
That's an excellent group. Point. See, that's the problem now. And I think the more that we have base elections with both sides appealing to their base, the more you're going to find it hard for politicians to put the Val Demings out there. The one group of people like that, that the Democrats did put out were rhinos or never Trump Republicans. They did put out a few of them, but I think but they were unwilling to put out actual Democrats who'd been in law enforcement. It's going to be a problem for Kamala Harris, who was a pretty tough prosecutor and put a lot of people in jail for things like marijuana, and she has yet to explain that. They won't let her take questions.
Well, Joe Biden took questions today, and it wasn't a full-out disaster. It didn't go particularly well. What do you expect the debates will look like? Don't you think President Trump will be extremely aggressive and very personal? May even bring up charges against Biden's son, Hunter, and may even can stalk around behind him like he did with Hillary Clinton. What happens then?
Well, I think that the biggest issue for Biden is to show that he is cognitively all there, that he's not in some sense impaired, and that he's strong enough to actually control the government and not be controlled by other voices in his party. I think the problem for Trump is to not be too strong. That is, he's got a problem with alienating educated female voters, a lot of centrist voters. They don't like his personality, and they think he's a bully. And he's got to watch out for overdoing it as he presses the issue against Joe Biden. People like Biden. That's one of the things that is his major advantage over Hillary Clinton. They didn't like her. They kind of like him. And he's got Trump can fall into a trap if he looks as if he's trying to bully an old man.
Speaking to Professor Charles Lipson, do you anticipate an October surprise of some kind in this campaign, Professor Lipson?
I anticipate multiple October surprises, actually.
Such as?
Well, one we can already predict, which is that there's going to be the release of job numbers just a few days before the convention. I think that...
be the election, yeah.
Yeah, a few days before the election. I had so much fun at the conventions, I just can't drop them from my mind. You know?
Right.
You know,
right.
What excitement. excuse me. Think about the awful Billy Bush tape that almost sunk Donald Trump a few days before the 2016 election. How long do you think NBC had that tape before they released it? You know?
Wow.
So I think all the major media outlets, if they have anything that they can do to swing the election, they'll try to do it. There is one difference, though, this year, and that is there's
quickly
early voting.
Which is starting very soon. We are in September. It is unbelievable. We're going to post on our website the excellent piece by Professor Charles Lipson, Joe Biden's Three Risky Choices. Look forward to speaking to you again. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, there is a little bit of an update and background and perspective from Mark Hemingway, who's a senior writer for Real Clear Investigations, about the city of Portland and some of the ongoing absurd handling of the violence and the riots and the negativity there. And when it comes to people in Portland, the mayor is supposed to be, he describes himself as a moderate Democrat. But none of his handling of this leadership has been moderate. Hemingway points out that the violence by every measure has accelerated since the Trump administration reached an agreement with the city of Portland. They said that they would pull out the federal agents that the Portlanders blamed for the violence, that pulled them out as long as they protected the federal courthouse there. And even though the federal courthouse hasn't been burned down, the Portland police, since that time, have declared at least 14 riots. That's since July 31st, when that agreement was reached, more than in June and July combined. And Hemingway writes, it's one thing to attack Mr. Trump, but Mayor Wheeler can't even guarantee the right of ordinary Republicans to walk down the street. In April 2017, 4 months after becoming mayor, he's up for election this year, Mayor Wheeler canceled the city's annual Rose Parade after Antifa threatened violence because among the many civic groups marching in the parade was the Multnomah County GOP, well-known hate group, right? You have seen, and this is what they wrote to threaten and then to get the whole parade canceled. Now, the Rose Parade, Portland's the Rose City, so this is normally a big thing, and parades are great. Who doesn't love parades? But they wanted to cancel it. They wrote to the mayor, you have seen how much power we have downtown and that the police cannot stop us from shutting down roads. So please consider your decision wisely. I read their threat to the city. Now, how would a sane mayor in a sane city respond to something like that? Here are these thugs, these violent radicals who are threatening to disrupt your parade. You don't need the National Guard. Just a real show of force and mass arrests. And then, of course, they have the problem with the prosecutor in Portland. His name is Mike Schmidt, who refuses to prosecute these people once they're arrested. The whole thing is appalling. In 2018, Mr. Wheeler, who in his capacity as mayor also serves as police commissioner, ordered officers to take a hands-off approach to protesters who had set up a camp in front of the city's Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. Those demonstrators trapped federal employees inside and vandalized their cars. Though the protest camp generated nearly 60 calls to police over 39 days, Mr. Wheeler publicly supported the protesters. Okay, this is insanity. And I hope that some of it is rebuked, maybe, just maybe, by more sane, mainstream, normal voters in Oregon. Because this cannot stand. It cannot stand. And again, it's not just Oregon. It's all over. And this is why there's a Trump campaign ad that this is clip four, Jeremy, who he's Trump is airing in Wisconsin. There's an identical ad with just the name of the city changed that's airing in Minnesota. Both Minnesota and Wisconsin are within the margin of error. They're very close states. But this is the kind of ad that's going to help the president. Listen.
Lawless criminals terrorize Kenosha. Joe Biden takes a knee. Biden and the radical left's weak response has led to chaos and violence, and their calls for defunding police would make it worse. President Trump is making it stop, sending National Guard and federal law enforcement to protect Wisconsin's families. Communities, not criminals. Jobs, not mobs. Strong leadership when America needs it most.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, even if you're on the left, that's a pretty spiffy ad. I mean, communities, not criminals. Jobs, not mobs. No, I want to be on the side of the criminals and the mobs, right? No, and again, who are these mobs? What are they all about? They... What you need to do is just listen to some of the people in these swing states. On CNN, this is clip number 7, there's a segment where Allison Camerata was interviewing voters in swing states. And shows Allison Camerata spoke to a medical administrator from Michigan, a state that Trump carried last time, and listen to how she sounds.
I am also a person. I'm a medical information administrator, worked in hospitals for 25 years, and I think President Trump actually has done a pretty good job. I am impressed. I am impressed with how he has garnered the help of the private sector to help indeed get a vaccine going, bring in the PPEs in, developing new ventilators. It's all been good.
Okay, not every medical administrator necessarily would agree with that, but the fact that he is getting through and even getting through on CNN with voters like that, in the same segment there was a North Carolina nurse, clip 8, who was actually also speaking about President Trump's coronavirus response. Listen.
I'm a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 27 years, and the response to the pandemic has actually been President Trump's greatest achievement. He was the one that closed off all travel at the beginning of February. Do you guys remember what was happening in January? There were no other elected officials that were even thinking about COVID because they were busy doing their impeachment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she brought up a word that the Democrats didn't mention, not even once. And I think there's a reason for that. The I word, impeachment. You remember that? I went back and looked. They began the impeachment process in September. They spent 4 months. 4 months, a third of a year consumed with that nonsense, which, again, is going to go down in history as a historic mistake. Here they are. They've won this new congressional majority. Trump had a terrible election in 2018. And so what do the Democrats do with their majority? They pursue an impeachment where there is zero chance. And they knew it. They knew it. Any sane person knew it. They are not going to get him voted out of office. It's just not going to happen. The way to vote him out of office is to run a decent campaign this time, but part of that decent campaign for them is avoiding talk of impeachment. Now, what that nurse said in North Carolina, the United States was not, I mean, there's stuff that President Trump says that isn't exactly true. We were not the first to ban travel with China. There were some 30 other countries that had done that, and apparently more effectively before we did. And even after the travel ban, the first month after the travel ban, there were 40,000 people from China who did enter the United States because there were exceptions. However, to blame President Trump for the coronavirus is problematic, especially when we really have not heard a lot from Vice President Biden about what he would do differently. Now, we can hope and pray that by November this will be less a factor in our lives and in America's life, and the economy will continue to percolate along. But this is one of those moments where much more clearly than at any time in 2016, the election and the weight of politics appears to be moving in one direction, and that is not in the direction of a Biden victory. Coming up, one of the costs of the coronavirus, a surge in divorce. And I'm going to be speaking to a distinguished clinical psychologist who is specialized in writing about and researching divorce. Why should a pandemic increase divorce when people are actually spending more time together, not less? We will get to that distinguished clinical psychologist, my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.